Good morning. If you're joining us off net, this is the Senate Finance Committee. It is 9:04 on Thursday, April 16th. With me at the table this morning, Vice Chairman Michicki, Senator Bishop, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, and myself, Senator McKinnon. We should be joined shortly by Co-Chairman Kelly, who is doing other state business at this time. We have two items before us this morning. SB 9 is regarding election pamphlets, and HB 146 is municipal tax exemption. Is there anything else to come before the committee this morning? Seeing and hearing none, the first item before us is Senate Bill 9. If I could invite Chuck Kopp to the microphone, and Senator Michicki, if you could introduce your bill to Senate Finance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 9 is a one-line bill. All it does is it repeals the authority to include advertisements in the election pamphlet. And, I'll make it really simple. I don't know how many piles of mail you got before this year's election. In one day, I think I had 22 pieces of mail. So we're bombarded on TV, on the radio, and we get this pamphlet in the mail, and they have the ability to put some ads in there. And frankly, in my opinion and the opinion of my constituents across the board, both sides of the aisle, was that it's just too close to the pamphlet. It's too close to the ballot. So if you can envision you getting ready to go into your voting booth and they hand you a ballot and it has ads on there, I think it's inappropriate. I think that document should be pure. This is, of course, the pamphlet itself. The amount of discomfort it caused on both sides of the aisle and all other parties that aren't on either side of the aisle wasn't worth the $2,400 or the 1% of the cost of producing and mailing that document. So that's what this bill does, Madam Chair. It repeals the authority to include ads in the voter's pamphlet.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from committee members? Mr. Kopp, any additional comments?
Madam Chair, the Senator summed it up well. It just repeals the three sections in Title 15 that speak to political party advertising in the publicly funded general election pamphlet.
Questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to open the public hearing on Senate Bill 9, an act repealing the authority to include certain material from a political party in the election pamphlet. Anyone wishing to testify on Senate Bill number 9? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Mr. Kopp, could you just identify your full name for the record, just so we've got it?
Yes, Madam Chair. Chuck Kopp, staff to Senator Michicki.
Thank you very much. With that, I'd like the committee to set aside Senate Bill number 9. I could direct the committee's attention to the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill number 146, CNR. This is an act relating to the optional exemption from the deferral of payment of municipal taxes on deteriorated property and relating to municipal tax exemption for certain subdivided property. Brief history, we held a public hearing on 4/14/2015. We had several members testify, people from Alaska testify in favor of this bill. The public hearing was closed on 4/14. I'd like to invite Representative Munoz to the table, as well as her staff, Terry Harvey. Welcome to Senate Finance.
Thank you. Thank
Representative Munoz, any closing comments before the Senate takes action on your
Thank
bill?
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your work on this bill. I think it will be a good tool for local communities that face shortages of affordable housing. I understand that there was a question regarding full and true value, and I just want to get on to the record that optional and mandatory exemptions do not decrease the full and true value as is reported to the Department of Education.
Could you restate that?
So, Poland, there was a question regarding whether or not, what would the impact of an exemption be on a community's full and true value? An exemption cannot decrease the value, the full and true value of a community's reportable tax base. The benefit, though, is that while we can't reduce in the short term, in the long term, having more subdivided property, more lots on the property tax rolls, increases income to the community, and that is the goal of the legislation. Here from the City and Borough of Juneau is Bob Bartholomew, the Director of Finances for the City, if there are further questions.
I see that we have the State Assessor Ron Brown on the line. Mr. Brown, my understanding is optional exemptions do reduce the true value. Can you speak to that just to clarify it for the record? I understand that it may not affect directly the foundation formula, which was my original request, but it does affect, as I understood your comments the last time you spoke with us, the true value.
Madam Chair, for the record, Ron Brown, State Assessor. And when it comes to exemptions, okay, there are two types. There is the mandatory and the optional exemption. Now, when we are computing the full value determination, mandatory exemptions do act to increase the local full and true value determination for the school funding formula. Optional exemptions, which is what is considered here in HB 146, optional exemptions need to be appraised by the local assessor and reported to us in their annual report. And when we are computing the full and true value determination for that community, we restore those values to the local tax base for the full and true value determination. So they are restored when we are talking about optional exemptions. Mandatory exemptions are not.
Thank you. I just wanted to make that clear. The representative does propose another tool for municipalities to use. What I wanted to make sure was on the record is if they choose to use tools, whether it's the municipality of Anchorage, the city of Juneau, or whoever does, that they should not expect the state legislature to pick up any difference. I would just state on the record that I would not be supporting any additional pickup that cities enter into. The utilization of this tool, should it pass, with their eyes open that the state isn't picking up the difference if it impacts their property tax base or their school funding formula. Is there other questions from committee members? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Representative Munoz, is one of the questions I had, since I have two boroughs in my district, does it affect them at all?
It's an optional exemption. So if the community chooses to go forward, the borough assembly would be required to pass an ordinance that established the parameters of the program. Whether it would be for 2 years or up to 5 years would be one consideration. Whether you would exempt a portion or all of the increased value would be another consideration. But that is an optional decision of the local municipality.
So as was pointed out by the co-chair, that it's another tool for them to use to go ahead and further their agenda?
That's correct.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. No further questions.
Senator Machiki.
Representative Munoz, I used to be the mayor in a small town. I appreciate the optional nature of the bill. So hey, just conceptually, this is kind of how I see something like this can work. Someone subdivides a large piece of property into lots. Mm-hmm. A local municipality could say that we're going to exempt the increased value due to the subdividing. However, once services are received, say water lines are laid or sewer lines or something, they can define the parameters. So they can say once services are provided, then the additional assessment will apply. Is that correct? You're leaving it under full control of the local municipality.
That is correct.
Thank you,
Senator.
Thank you, Senator Machiki. Additional questions? The only other cautionary note I would give to all cities that might be listening is you may want to put a maximum dollar amount on that. If you have a big company coming in and they went into a deteriorated area, they could take an awful lot of land off your tax rolls if you allowed them to. LNG plants come to mind or other things that maybe try to be positioned in property that cities may want to take off the rolls, and then after a while you'll be foregoing, to, from a local perspective, since I served on the assembly, you forego a lot of revenue that you you don't realize on the upfront when you're trying to restore property. Senator Machicki, can you walk us through the fiscal notes?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have, let's see, 1 second, please. We have an at ease.
Brief at ease. Back on the record, Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It looks like there had originally been two, but it's updated in response to the combination of two bills, which was Senate Bill 87 and HB 146. So there's one fiscal note. It's the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. The appropriation is Community and Regional Affairs, same as the allocation. The OMB component number is 2879. Total operating from FY16 through FY21 is zero. No estimated supplemental, no estimated capital, and simply amends AS 2945050 to allow municipalities the option of partially or wholly exempt and or defer the property taxes to all or a portion of specific deteriorated residential property. The division does not anticipate a fiscal impact from passage of this bill.
Any questions on the fiscal note? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 146, CRA 29-LS0048/E from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for the CS for House Bill number 146, CRA/E moves from committee. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. This is still Senate Finance, and it is still Thursday, April 16, 2015. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, the afternoon's agenda consists of SB 50. It's the ADA bill, bonds, programs, and loans for an LNG project. HB 105 is the companion bill, ADA, bonds, programs, loans, LNG, and HB 176, repeal state employee salary. I think that may be under reconsideration, so I'm not quite sure on that, but those are bills that we expect to have before us. With that, we're adjourned.